This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Tess.
Thank you, Macca. Macca, mid-last week, actually I think it might have been early last week, the Victorian government announced that it is going to make changes to birth certificates.
It's reintroducing
an old bill.
The 2016 bill, yes. That was lost by one vote.
Correct.
In its entirety.
Correct. That's exactly right. So they're giving it another go.
It was an election commitment.
A new term of parliament, they can give it another go. To talk to us about what this means, we have Equality Australia's Aram Hosey, no stranger to our studio, of course, and hopefully an ongoing guest as well. Good morning to you, Aram.
Good morning.
So we wanted to ask you a personal question up front, if that is okay with you. Can you tell us what's on your birth certificate?
Well, I went the very complicated way to get my birth certificate sorted out because I was born in Western Australia, so my change is under West Australian law. When I applied, I was declined, so I appealed it with another trans man, and that kicked off about a 2.5-year legal process that went all the way to the High Court. So we won our appeal, then the state appeal, we lost that at the Supreme Court, then we went to the High Court, we won it in the High Court. So I managed to get my documentation changed, but only after going all the way to the High Court, which is not really what I recommend as a simple process.
An expensive way to get a birth certificate.
Certainly, yes.
Fun fact, the WA Attorney General at the time that I was in conflict with was Christian Porter, who is, of course, now our federal attorney general.
Attorney general, of course. So, but if you won that case, doesn't that then set a precedence and allow other trans men to automatically be able to transfer their birth certificates?
In WA, I would have thought.
Only in WA.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. So birth certificate legislation is state and territory legislation.
Right.
So there's this patchwork of laws around the country. The ACT, South Australia, Northern Territory and Tasmania have reformed their laws, and their laws are quite good. Tasmania's are definitely the best.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Tasmania's laws would be the gold standard, I think we could call them.
That was a recent change, wasn't
that was
it?
Very recent, yeah.
Last year?
Very perhaps? Beginning of this year.
Yes.
Yeah. But New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria still need to, and WA, still need to sort their laws out.
Not for not wanting to try, of course.
Well, that's right. So Victoria attempted this in 2016, and as was mentioned, the legislation was defeated by a single vote, which hurt. I think I'd rather lose by a larger margin in some ways than a single vote. The other states are looking at legislation as well. So New South Wales is looking at their birth certificate legislation. Queensland is. WA has a commitment to it. But Victoria will definitely be the next cab off
the rank. So just very briefly, what's the change about?
So under current legislation, in order to change your birth certificate, you have to have had a surgical procedure on your reproductive or sexual organs, which is very prohibitive for lots of folks. And not everybody wants that either.
Yeah.
So it's kind of...
And it's invasive.
Very,
and it's costly.
Very invasive. It can be. I mean, certainly for trans men, accessing that surgery in Australia is almost impossible. And not everyone wants it. The complications can be significant. So you need that. You also need two medical professionals to sign bits of paper that say you are who you say you are, so you don't even get to be in charge of your own identity. You've got to find someone else who can say that. And what that means in practice really is that people under the age of 18 basically can't change their birth certificates because surgery isn't conducted on people under the age of 18. Mm-hmm. And even if you jump through all of those hoops, in the event that male or female doesn't fit for you and something else would be a better fit, there's no options for that. So you've got two options, have to have surgery and have to have all of this kind of medical sign-off before you can change your birth certificate.
Wow, that's extraordinary. And, of course, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole health debate because that's a whole... And we've done that. We've talked about that on numerous occasions. I'm interested in the politics of this. So,
Do we know because... look, I had some... I remember the discussions I had with the previous state opposition leader, Matthew Guy, about this. And, you know, getting... the opposition to the point of supporting it. The challenge here is the politics of it are quite tortured, aren't they?
Unnecessarily so, but yes.
So the lower house, we know, yes.
Yep.
Okay, it'll go through the lower house. It's a government bill. The upper house is the challenge. Now, we can count on, you know, people like Fiona Patten and the Labor Party, but there's still about another, is it five or six or seven thereabouts that are needed to pass this, assuming that the Liberals and the National Party don't support it. So what are the politics about, Aram? How does it work out there?
We're feeling much more confident that this time it will pass, but it's not a done deal by any means. So I think the numbers in the upper house now look much more positive than they did in 2016, but it will still require some conversation and some effort with those crossbenchers. Generally concerned.
And you'll still have to listen to all the tawdry debates.
We likely will, yes, which we know is immensely damaging for people. We saw that during the postal survey, that public debate had a really negative impact on people's mental health. There's research from the University of Sydney about that. And, the debate in Victoria in 2016 was pretty atrocious in places. And it does really hurt people needing to sit through that. So that will probably happen, unfortunately.
Aram, I heard on during the week an interview on the ABC, actually, with a Catholic leader.
Mm.
Who said that their approach to this was very simple and very straightforward. And I'm quoting now, he said, we follow the science, we count chromosomes.
Oh, for God's sake. They now, follow the science. When did they discover science?
Well, and chromosomes are not a straightforward exercise either. I mean, it's very important not to conflate the issues faced by intersex folks with trans folks because they're very different.
Yeah.
But the existence of the variation in human bodies and chromosomes says that that's not as simple as that.
It's also a bit of an offensive statement because it is not just about biology.
No.
It's about identity. It's about a sense of self. It's a whole social construct as well.
That's so right. People like
much
to,
more complicated.
People like to, you know, they always raise the, oh, but public change rooms and bathrooms is always what people want to say. And my responses to that are, no one's ever asked me for a birth certificate when I've gone to access a change room or a toilet. It's never happened in my life. Nobody's ever done a, you know, kind of what have you got in your pants check before I'm allowed in a bathroom, and certainly no one's done a chromosome test on me. So these ideas of no, we need to work out sex based, that's not how the world works. It's actually,
thank
not
you
how the
for
world
actually
works.
Really just putting that so simply because. Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, all these emotional arguments are just full of claptrap.
That's right. And the other, and the really offensive one is the one saying, oh, well, we're going to have men who will use these laws to go into women's bathrooms and commit assault. When actually, again, if we don't talk about science, it shows that trans people are the ones who are always on the end of violence in public
are
spaces.
Assaulted, yeah.
That's
correct.
Right. And I would also again say there's a logical fall down in there, which is if you are a human who is planning to go into a public space and assault or sexually assault someone, you're probably not waiting for birth certificate laws to change.
Yeah.
And irrespective,
it's not like it gives you a free pass.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Doesn't matter what's on your birth certificate. Assault is heinous and against the law. So if you do that, it doesn't actually make sense as an argument, but people like to throw that out there because they don't have a better argument.
I think one thing that I would say to these religious leaders of all religions, of all franchises and all believers is actually just think about it for a second. Aram is God's work.
We're all God's work.
Yeah, yeah, right? And, you know, this is about an issue that actually affects, you know, a small number of people. It's important to their self-esteem. It's important to their dignity. It's important to their legal status. It doesn't impinge on anyone else, right? If you believe in basic human rights, this is a question that, you know, you shouldn't be asking yourself. You should just be saying, this is a fellow human being and they're entitled to the same level of dignity and respect and recognition that I am.
Well said, Macca. Yep. I've got one question just as we pass, Aram. How does the Victorian legislation stack up against other legislation? You've said already that Tasmanian is the golden standard. Where will Victorian legislation stack up against that?
Very close to the Tasmanian legislation.
Okay.
So the Tasmanian legislation has probably a little bit more freedom and movement in it for particularly under 18-year-olds than the Victorian legislation will. But this is the legislation that the Victorian government thinks has the best chance of getting through the parliament, and so that's why it's crafted in the way it has. But it will be, I would confidently say, amongst the best in Australia once it passes. Let's be optimistic.
Now, I've got to say, Tass, Lyle Shelton, Australian Christian Lobby, and then subsequently the Australian Conservatives candidate in Queensland, he got 16 votes below the line. The Australian Conservatives in Queensland got less than 20,000 votes. He's been tweeting during the week about this bill and saying, you know, if we'd known about this during the postal survey, the outcome might have been different. Well, Lyle, you're a tool. And you know why? Because the 2016 bill, right, was lost by one vote. This is the same bill. It wasn't hidden. It was a commitment from the Andrews government at the last election. And in case you'd missed that, they won. You didn't, right? The Australian people, and particularly the Queensland people, right, less than 20,000 more people voted for the hemp party than you rat bag, right? So stop trying to make this into an issue around, you know, marriage equality. You are totally discredited and you're unemployed, and that's a good place for you to be.
Thank you, Macca. Aram, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thanks for having me again.
Great to keep these issues alive. So just as we wrap up, what's the timetable?
So the legislation is being introduced into the lower house around about kind of now this week, yeah. I think. It won't pass the parliament until the next post-winter recess because it needs to go to the upper house. If you go to equalityaustralia.org.au, we are encouraging people to take a pledge of support for this legislation to help show that there are numbers, exactly as you say. The majority of people actually are not anti these kinds of changes. But so it will be done by the end of the year and hopefully within the next kind of 3 months.
Great. Thank you very much, Adam.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And love your story. Let's talk about that on another program, about that, because that's a really inspirational story about
the
how far
case.
You had to go.
Yes. There's some fun antidotes from that story, yes. I can
Fantastic.
Tell
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you. That was Aram Hosey from Equality Australia talking about birth certificate reform here in Victoria.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.